Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, July 1st, 2024. I can't believe it's July 1st. Time is just flying by. Let me say this. As you get older, most of you are probably younger than I am here. I can't believe that I'm going to be 59 this year. Anyway, time seems to move faster, at least to me, the older you get. And I actually think this is a real thing. It's called the quickening. Look it up. It's kind of interesting. Anyway, look, let's get back to business here with regard to this thing that we're in right now. With regard to the world economy, people, I want to just show you something real quick, something you and I have been speaking about for quite a long time. And again, the mainstream media, they can try to tell you whatever they want. But the fact of the matter is, this is a worldwide phenomenon. Now, my Eurozone friends, they're in dire shape, just like we are here in the United States. And it's not just the United States and Europe. The world economy is cratering faster than we've ever seen before. Meanwhile, global debt surging higher, faster than we've ever seen before. This upside-down phenomenon here is leading us towards, I think, where we all know, an eventual, an utter, complete and total meltdown of not just the financial markets, but what they're doing here is deliberate. They're bringing the people and the world economy to its knees. And this is the central banks. Again, it's not presidents, kings, queens, monarchs, dictators running the show. You may think that is because that's what they want you to believe, but it's just not true. So Eurozone activity declines faster in June here. Now this phenomenon of factory activity, manufacturing, I urge you to just let your fingers do the walking. Don't take Greg Manorino's word for any freaking thing, all right? You will look at a chart of factory activity here in the United States. It is in literal free fall. We become an import nation. This is why the trade deficit is ballooning. But you see, you're not allowed to know that. Look here. Look over here. You know, pay attention to this freak show. The Biden-Trump thing, whatever it is they want you to look at. Of course, it's always the same story. But ignore everything else. Again, this is how they keep you in some kind of a mind screw of the highest possible order. And it's just not going to stop anytime soon. So, again, we can expect the phenomenon here of the world economy cratering faster with global debt surging higher faster to continue here. Again, The theme moving forward from here and where we've been is currency devaluation. Not just here in the United States, people. This is central banks, again, in a race to the freaking bottom. They want to see who can kill their currency faster here. And of course, this is massively inflationary. Currency devaluation. Currency devaluation. I'm going to say it one more time. Currency devaluation is where we're going moving forward. Period. And central banks are going to be allowed to and called on to keep rates suppressed. Now, here, let's talk about something else. This is a headline. This is just laughable to me. This is Market Watch. Stocks delivered a disturbing signal last week. What they're referring to, okay, you're already laughing. If you follow this blog, you know what I'm talking about. This is the debt market. Okay, the debt market, yes. As a matter of fact, can be reflected here in the MMRI. This is this morning. MMRI is climbing. Okay. This is the signal that they're talking about. The debt market is what drives the stock market. The stock markets of the world can all be considered derivatives as to the debt market actioning. You all know that if you follow this blog. Now, I want you to focus on something here. We're following this downtrend. You see this downtrend here with regard to risk? This is the Fed buying all the debt. The Fed is cutting rates, all right? All the nonsense, the deceptions, the distractions, they're floating out. This Fed president, this Fred freaking freak over there to tell you, we may not be cutting rates. We may even be nonsense. They're cutting rates. It's in our face. And they can say whatever they want to because you and I know where to look. But more specifically, look at this trend. I drew two trend lines here. You see right there, we're bumping up against this trend line, this higher one here. Now, I believe we're going to break down. I believe we're going to see this drop as the Fed buys more debt. That's how the debt market works. Some mysterious entity has been buying a lot of debt here, people. Again, Fed is cutting rates. They're cutting rates right now as we speak. Keeping rates suppressed is going to be the move moving forward to prop up the stock market, the illusion of the market. And I think after the presidential selection, this can get much more extreme, okay? And we'll see how that plays out moving forward. But I drew an up arrow and a down arrow. I don't believe we're going to break out above here. We're going to break out below here. And this is going to give us an opportunity. As I showed you yesterday in my video, Markets to Look Ahead, right now, fear seems to be the underlying theme of the markets. Fear, extreme fear, these are buying opportunities for the stock market. And of course, look, I've been saying, for I don't know how, weeks now, buy all the dips. Buy all the dips with regard to the stock market. Buy all the dips, obviously, with regard to gold and silver, cryptocurrencies as well. Now, let me cover something else with you real quick. I ran this poll the other day, and we got over 5,000 people participated in this, and I want to cover this real quick. So this was the question I proposed. In your opinion, moving forward, choosing from the asset classes below, and I chose four: the stock market, commodities including gold and silver, Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and real estate. Which do you believe, again, your own opinion, you're all entitled to it, best place to put cash to work? 67% of you said commodities, including gold and silver. 19% of you said Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. 7% said stock market. And 7% said real estate. Now, I want to just go over my take on this. With regard to commodities, including gold and silver, absolutely, people, this is the place to be for the longer run. Absolutely, there's no doubt about it. And 67% of you agreed with me. Now, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, only 19% of you. Now, this is an interesting phenomenon. Again, understanding the market capitalization of Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies as a whole, it's very small. This is kind of what I would have expected here. I think there's massive opportunities here with regard. Ignore the nonsense. For those of you that do not know what to do, you can obviously make up your own mind here. But if you look at, again, and I'm not telling you to buy anything. I just want you to think, okay? Look at the entire market capitalization of cryptocurrencies, about the size of one Dow component. You understand? It's not widely held. That alone, those two factors alone, again, market cap and the fact that it's not widely held, tell Greg Mannarino that there's just an incredible amount of room for this to grow, especially if, and it looks like that after the the so-called debate, it looks like Trump is going to be selected here, and he has said over and over and over, he supports crypto, Bitcoin. He's called himself the Bitcoin president. And I take him at his word. I really, really do. It took a long time for me to come around here. I think he'll block any legislation against cryptocurrencies here. He wants these people on his side. And let me tell you something about Donald Trump. He knows how to make people that follow him make money. We know a couple of things about this guy. He's going to look to prop up the stock market massively by currency devaluation to a greater degree. He's gonna have the Fed suppress rates even further, so that creates massive distortions across the spectrum of asset classes, no doubt about it. But it's a way for us to capitalize on the system, and that's what this is all about here. So anyway, 67% of you, commodities, including gold and silver, bravo to you. Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, 19%, I think that's pretty good. Stock market, just 7% of you here. I like to own dividend-paying stocks. You know that. I like the capital flow, the cash flow, a nice way to gain income, especially in this environment. The market is going higher. This, in my opinion, and we'll see if I'm wrong, I think we're going to go down here. I think we're hitting that upper trend line. We're going to go down, all right? My lines know exactly what I'm talking about. My technical analysts out here, I did that for years. Now, real estate, I want to touch on that real quick. 7% of you feel the best place to be is real estate. I would have to say, of these assets here, Real estate is my least favorite. It doesn't look like too many of you really like real estate right now. I think it's in a hyper bubble. And I make that determination not just off the top of my head. Again, when any asset, and I'm going to tell you again if you're new here, when a single asset moves above the ability for the average guy or the average girl to buy it, earning an average salary, again, obviously it's in a bubble. So real estate right now, the average price of a home is way above the price of the average guy or the average girl's ability to attain it. So that tells me it's not just a bubble, it's a hyper bubble on a massive scale. So we got to be real careful here with real estate. Although, in the grand scheme of things, I would personally rather own than pay someone else's future here. I know this if you're renting, unfortunately. I want to own things. I think that's a pretty nice way to go. Anyway, markets this morning, futures are higher, pointing towards a higher open, no trading for about 45 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog. Cryptos are catching a bid, gold and silver higher. Keep our eyes on commodities, as you know, crude oil moving forward, dollar devaluation, all this stuff that you and I have been saying. So we don't change a thing. The beauty of what you and I have been doing now For years is the pathway to, I think, keeping ourselves on the right side of the curve. We've been light years ahead of the curve, and we've been nailed it to the wall. This isn't my thing. This is our thing. You got it? And we've done it. I think we've succeeded. We will continue to succeed in this whole thing. Forget about headlines like this. Because you and I are following the driver of this market, people. It's the debt market. And I got your back on that. This is free to all of you. I hope you utilize this resource. Link in the description of this video. Take advantage of these things, people. Keep your eyes on this. My Eurozone friends, I got your back too. All right. Everything I say here pertains to you too. So, and I have a lot of friends in the Eurozone here, all over the world, and I love every single one of you. All right, people, listen, today is the first of the month. On the first of the month, I humbly ask for your support. Hey, Greg, you know what? You're doing a good job. You want to support my work? I hope you do. There's a few ways to do this. There are links in the description of this video. Just click on one of those links. All I ask for is $5. I love cryptocurrency. You can send me some crypto as well. I would really appreciate your help here. Your support is greatly appreciated. So if you want to support my work, as I said, first of every month, I always ask for your support. There are a few links in the description of this video. Please take advantage of that, and I would appreciate it. All right. I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. And we got this, people. Count on it.